Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Wells appears and he says there is a situation we have to deal with. Mm-hmm. It's something that happened last night at the hotel when everybody was sheltering from the storm. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, Ivan, can you come with me? And they walk off. Mm. So everybody's perplexed, myself included. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. What Ivan do now? What? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Something happened at the hotel? But he only pulled Ivan. So it wasn't like he pulled, you know, Ivan and Chelsea.
And Chelsea. Yeah.
Right. Just Ivan. So it's like, what? Mm-hmm. So he sits and talks with Ivan. Ivan looks shook because he looks like, again, caught up in a lie.
Another lie. Lies for lies for lies. Ooh, Lord. Mm-hmm.
And he reveals his take on it. It was last night. I was really in a place where I was feeling lost here in paradise. Mm-hmm. I had no connections. I didn't know where to go, really. And last night I spent time with Alexa at the hotel. Mm-hmm. I had to Google I was like, who's Alexa?
Same. You too? And then realized that we stand Alexa from
We stand season. Alexa. Yes. I was like, Alexa, no.
Me too. I was like, fuck. I would have loved to see Alexa come down her polo chic.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I would have loved it.
Also, a little scarf and a little whatever.
Yes. Erica Badu look himself. Also, mm-hmm. she is another a member of the LGBTQ community, so we would have seen someone else represented besides old crazy loony Demi. And I just would have been really, really happy to see her. And I was like, damn, girl.
Damn.
Ivan's dick, when is that good?
I go Alexa Peter Stevens, I go to Google Images. I'm like, no. So tight. I'm like, fuck. Same. It comes to be some random white girl. And I was like,
yes,
damn,
me too.
Oh, Lord. Alexa, you know, he reveals she was on Peter's season. He was like, I was really hoping she'd be brought down here to paradise. We've never met up before. I was like genuinely excited to meet her. I thought I was going home. But you know, I thought she was coming down, blah, blah, blah. So Wells is like, okay, so Alexa's even here. So how did this go down? How did you know she was in the hotel? Like what? Mm-hmm. And so Ivan says that in his room, there was a producer phone. I guess a producer left their cell phone behind or whatever. Mm-hmm. And on the phone, he saw screenshots of room numbers. And I guess
he saw screenshots. My IT man said, logged in. He probably replaced the SIM card. He went nuts in that phone. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. He tried to play it off like it was just there. It was just on the screen.
I just saw it. Yeah, I just saw it on the screen. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Fuck out of here.
So yeah, he got wind of Alexa. She was in the hotel, saw what room she was in, went to shoot his shot.
Right to that room.
Mm-hmm. Went straight to her room, and he said they were just hanging out all night on the balcony and just chatting, getting to know each other. And he says, quote, love makes you do weird, crazy things, and I made a big mistake. Mm. I mean,
so they fuck on the balcony?
Like, in love, you're not in love.
Yeah,
Alexa,
love,
so.
Relax. Yeah, right. Let's stop with the lies. You're like stop on with the that. Beach. Yeah. You're talking to the Wells. You're about to get eliminated. Let's
just stop. Mm. So I don't know what that decision. I don't know. I feel like he was in a weird spot.
Yeah.
They're back in the hotel. Everybody's coupled up. He's sitting in his room.
He's been rejected like, this whole time.
He's been rejected this whole time. Yeah. The ultimate rejection from Jasenia. That whole thing sucked.
That was horrible. Especially after their date. I remember their date was like really mm-hmm. deep and nice. And
yeah.
Yeah, that was bad.
And so, yeah, he just went fucking bonkers. And
yeah.
I don't know about love makes you do crazy things, nigga. You just took this woman's phone. And who's here? I don't even know that mindset. Like, what the fuck was going on?
I mean, I guess you can. Like, he probably came here thinking that he was gonna be the one. Like, we all did, mm-hmm. right? We mm-hmm. all thought that, and then he wasn't. And he wanted, definitely seems like a woman of color. It seems mm-hmm. like, and yeah. had to like kind of settle, sort of. Why he didn't make a plot with Deandra, I don't know, because it could have been him, Demario, Deandra, and Alexa mm-hmm. all up on that beach if he knew what mm-hmm. the fuck he was doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which really made me upset to think that, like, if only he was, like, thinking a little bit more strategically 2 weeks ago, that we could have been in a different spot. Yeah.
Kendall was not the move. I don't know why he ever thought Kendall was a move.
I don't know why Kendall was not there to either kill Serena or get with Joe. Those are the two options for Kendall. She was not going to get
coupling
anybody.
Up was so dumb.
That was so stupid. Like, come on.
I don't know. And then Ivan, you for coupling, with you being the one to couple with her is just bizarre.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's wild how these people just like don't give a shit about the rules anymore.
Like,
they are just the producers have no restraint on them anymore. Like they are just doing whatever, circumventing all kinds of processes and systems, and just doing whatever the fuck they
sneaking
want.
Sneaking into rooms of people, sneaking who aren't into there rooms, yet?
Hacking producer cell phones to go find where people are in the house. What? Like what the hell? This is insane. Oh, Lord. So he goes back to the group and basically has to explain himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, gives the whole explanation. Everybody's like shocked. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't even know that was like a thing. Like, that could be done. Like, what? You did what? So that, I think, was like the initial thought, shock. Mm-hmm. And then he says some bullshit about how, you know, I especially apologize to you, Chelsea.
To Chelsea, yeah.
Yeah. And then says some mess about, you know, if you gave me your rose tonight, like I actually wasn't going to accept it because, you know, I'm no longer in the right mindset. I was going to go home anyways. Like one of those, like I was going to send myself home first before you sent me home. Like I hate that.
Yeah, I hate that too because also Chelsea, let's rewind, maybe 1 hour before was like, I don't fuck with liars, so I'm glad I know. Like she was not about to give you a
not here for
way,
this.
So
yeah,
that made him look even dumber. Oh,
it looked
so
real dumb, real sad, so sad. Just the whole exit of Ivan, so sad.
I am devastated by this. Truly,
yes.
Like,
yeah.
Oh man.
Didn't see this coming and then didn't see none of this coming. Like, that's what? It's like the cherry on top of the whole Chelsea Aaron drama. Like, what the fuck? So, yeah, he gives his goodbyes to everybody and Riley's like giving him this whole big brother pep talk. Like, we're supposed to be better than this, man. We're supposed to be better.
That was so, first of all, very culturally specific.
Mm-hmm, very.
We've all seen that happen.
Yes.
Us black people have all
we
seen that.
We're supposed to be better than this. We know who we is.
That we had connotation as a man.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
You my brother. I'm disappointed in you. And then I started getting even more. You started to be like, I got to live with this for the rest of my life.
Yeah. He was like, I know, man. I know. Like, he looked.
Because Riley's like, for real? You left me as the only, like, reasonable black man on this Pier Beach? Really? Bruh. You really going to leave me on some bullshit?
On some bullshit that you orchestrated yourself. Like, come on. We don't get too many opportunities like this.
Right.
Like, come on. We come out and we're supposed to tear it up and, like, make a good name. And everybody's watching us. And
me and my light-skinned woman. Me and your light-skinned woman. We could have been out here.
Oh, God, yeah. Riley was very disappointed, too. Kind of just like, come on, man.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like, really? Come on. Yeah. Let them other guys do this. You, come on. We
and then
this.
You did it on halfway Deandra, I'm still convinced. And Chelsea, you going to two black women wrong? Oh, man.
Come on, man. Yeah. Ugh. Like, I felt that from Riley. I felt it.
Me too. Yeah.
Really felt it. So, yeah, Ivan heads out. And just go back to the rope ceremony. It's just like so bizarre. Like, what the fuck? So back to the rope ceremony. Serena, all the women have the power. So Serena gives her rose to Joe, Abigail to Noah, Marissa to Riley, Mara to Kenny, Becca to Thomas, I don't know if it's just me, Thomas is looking goofier and goofier to me.
Stop.
I feel like his ears are getting bigger each episode.
No, stop. No.
Something just, he's looking goofier. He's not like the hot Thomas that I thought in the beginning.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. He's just kind
of. He's like, one of those, I know if I saw him in person, I'd be like, oh my God, he's so hot. But like watching him on TV, looking like.
The more I watch him, I'm just like less into him. Anyway, Chelsea gives her rose to Aaron. Natasha gives her rose to Ed. If Ivan played it right, that could have been you, Ivan.
Could have been you.
Mm-hmm. You could have hit it off with Natasha, or you could have got a real chance with Alexa the following week.
Alexa, yep.
But no. Tia gives her rose to James. That was the one to watch.
I know.
Because she had that whole thing with Blake.
James is doing this right.
James
got a free 6-week vacation.
Mm-hmm. He straight up did. Yep. He really played it right. He really did.
Mm-hmm.
He really did. And he did what he's supposed to do.
Yep.
He knew it was women have power this week. I'm going to show Tia some love and affection and really show my all to her. And he beat out Blake. And Blake and Tia were supposed to be together. That whole thing was supposed to be signed, sealed, delivered. Yep. Mm-hmm. Blake was lazy. And so what he doing? Tia kicked him to the curb. Now he's going home. So, shout out to Tia for just being smart.
I know, for being smart. Yeah, that was good.
So, we got to say goodbye to some POCs. DeVar, he's there for 3 seconds.
Who is DeVar?
Damn, we can call him DeMario.
I know, we can just call him DeMario. Lord Jesus. DeVar Burton.
God, Damar. Sorry, man. I'm so sorry. Damar. Lord Damar. Oh, he's there for 5 seconds. And Dr. Joe.
I can't believe this with Dr. Joe either.
I can't hit Ivan and Dr. Joe. Just so disappointing.
Ivan, Dr. Joe, and Damar went home, and Ed is still there.
And Ed.
How the fuck? How the fuck?
How?
Ed. Man.
Oh my God.
Oh.
So sad. Man. Yeah, Dr. Joe, that's really sad. Cause I feel like we as a nation have been like collectively starved for Dr. Joe content.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or seeing him back on the big screen.
Yep, yep.
And then it just played out horribly. Like terribly. The whole thing with Natasha just ended ASAP. Mm-hmm. They're like middle of their date after learning he's like besties with Brendan. And then after that, he didn't really go for anyone. We didn't see him with anybody. So. Mm-mm. That was it. The next day, a lot of couples. Everyone's in love. Everybody's making out all over the place. Just everybody is obviously now having conversations about life outside of paradise.
Marriage,
engagements are around the corner. Where are we going to live exactly? How are we going to make this work? All that stuff. Wells arrives, says there's a new celebrity host down on the beach. They head down to the beach, and surprise, it's Wells. It's Wells. He is their new host. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. I mean, they're at the end. They don't need to bring anybody else in.
No.
But yeah, he reminds them, shit's getting real this week. Engagements are around the corner. You need to be having tough conversations. You need to be figuring your shit out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just like get real. Mari and Kenny, the two of them, they just ups and downs and all arounds.
I thought they were good. Fine. After that taco day, I thought we were all good, but nope.
I thought we were good. Mm-mm. Now Kenny's distant, and Mari's confused. And Mari and Kenny sit and have a chat. He says he feels like something's missing emotionally. You know, to be engaged, you need to be sure. He doesn't think that Mari is sure. And then he talks about how they used to be very passionate, and now the passion's not there anymore. And... you know, I think he's kind of in his head. He really said, because the next thing he said, he's like, I don't want us to think we're in a place that we're not.
Right.
I think.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
That's fine. Yeah.
Engagements are here. Mm-hmm. Let's not push like we're this great grand couple about to get engaged when really the foundation's rocky. So
last week, during that taco date, when that lady was speaking Spanish, I felt a way. We got to talk about this because you are Puerto Rican. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't just be like engaged with you. Yeah, we're gonna meld our families. When I'm feeling away.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fine, Kenny. That's okay.
That's fine. So yeah, Mari's obviously very blindsided, as am I. I'm like, wait, what? I thought y'all were good. Y'all was just eating tacos and shit. I thought that was passionate. Wasn't that the passion?
It was. Yes.
Oh no. So yeah, they're again back in a rocky place trying to figure shit out. Then we get a new arrival to the beach. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're still sending in new people.
Why they do this.
It's like they're literally doing engagements. It's Monday. Engagements are on Friday. Why are they sending in new people? Like what? I can't. So they send in Anna. Mm-hmm. Anna's from Matt's season. She's from the whole Chicago nightclub.
The back drama.
Like,
she really got away with it because any other season, that would have been like one of the main villains.
Yeah, yeah.
But Matt James, I totally forgot about Anna and Brianna, whatever her name was.
Anna and that whole mess, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Anna, she's back. She says she's been through therapy. She's basically kind of here for like her redemption story in a way.
I
feel like she kind of skated away fine, honestly, from that whole thing.
Like, it was definitely a moment. We were all like, oh my God, her teeth, blah, 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 blah. Like, it was like definitely a thing and that you have to go to therapy for. But she's fine.
She's fine. So she arrives and Mari is obviously worried because she doesn't know. Kenny's from Chicago.
They're both from Chicago.
And she remembers Anna being the girl who started all the drama, so she's just like, I don't know what she's here for, her intentions, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she grabs Kenny. Kenny tells her he and Mari have been together since day one. And basically, if she asked him to go on a date, he wouldn't go. He would say no. So that does that real quick. Anna pulls Thomas. Same thing. Thomas is not open. He's with Beck. Anna grabs the only guy who's left, really, which is James.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.